Hello and welcome to the Pantograph. This is Sharon and today is May 28th, 2025. We will begin our reading with the Eats of the Week column. Coffee, coziness at Dream Cabin. Fairberry family branches out from roasting with new cafe. Coffee and Family is at the heart of the Bachman's Fairberry-based business at 130 East Locust Street. The family includes Fairberry natives Adrian and Shauna Bachman, their adult son Micah, and two young children, Brinley and Tyson Bachman. They started Dream Cabin Coffee in 2019 as a coffee roasting company and had wanted to open a coffee shop for years. The younger kids, 12-year-old Brinley and 7-year-old Trayson, help out behind the counter. Micah Bachman said he started out as a small batch roaster in their basement, which then grew into the shed before the family purchased the old Reuben Huber clothing store building. The building on Locust Street dates back to the 1800s and also had operated as a hair salon. The Bachmans began renovations in 2020, and it took about 2 years to complete. The coffee shop officially opened in the summer of 2022. Micah Bachman said the inspiration for the name Dream Cabin Coffee came from the roastery shed in their backyard. "I spent a lot of time when I was roasting. I'd sit on the front porch. It was like a shed. We converted half of it into a shed, half of it into a cabin for the roastery, redid the interior. So I would be in the middle of roasting and I just sat there and drank my coffee, and it kind of goes along with the name. It's kind of like a dream coming true. So, a dream cabin," Micah Bachman said. "Who doesn't want to sit on a front porch, on a cabin somewhere, and drink a good cup of coffee?" The roasting operation continues to operate under the name Origin Essence Roasting Company, now located in the same building as the coffee shop. Dream Cabin Coffee's most current popular drinks include the Cinnamon Bun Latte and Purple Rain White Mocha for spring, but the new summer menu is set to launch next week. They also offer non-coffee options such as smoothies, lemonade, energy fusions, tea, soda, and baked goods. Adrian Bachman said they can make almost any coffee drink without coffee in it. Dream Cabin also offers specialty drinks for holidays like Valentine's Day and will feature a customer favorite or other fun combinations. The coziness, the family atmosphere, just the peaceful feeling is what our goal is, to get people to come in and sit down and kind of relax and unwind, let go a little bit, Adrian Bachman said. He said they take pride in the quality of the coffee, which is roasted in-house. "We just provide the most quality coffee drinks that we can and get them out as quickly as possible," he said. "But mainly it's just quality and the atmosphere. We want the community to come in and those coming into town really appreciate some time together with friends and family." He said customers know they're going to have consistent and fresh drinks when they come to the shop. Shauna Bachman said their customers like seeing the family operating the store, and their goal is to make people happy, and coffee makes people happy. Many of their customers come into the shop and study or work on their laptops, and various groups come in to get together there, she said. The aesthetic of the shop, as well as the quality of the coffee beans, are what Micah Bachman said he believes sets them apart from other businesses simply offering a sugary drink. Dream Cabin is also available for customers to rent after hours, for showers, birthday parties, and other events. The shop has also provided coffee for events held at Wells on Main Guest House and Gatherings just down the street. Fairbury is a very community-oriented town, and I believe that a lot of people come in here as a community to meet other people, whether they were sitting here. Other people come in here and they'll start a conversation. So it's very much focused around community for sure, Adrian Bachman said. Just changing people's day to be better, doing it as a family, all being able to work together, and just creating a happy experience for every customer. Micah Bachman said he enjoys being on the roasting side of the business and teaching people about the business. He said in the last couple of years, he has realized people don't know as much about coffee as he thought, and teaching people about it has made them more comfortable ordering exactly what they want. The focus of the business is quality, freshness, and community, he added. Customers can also find Dream Cabin's bagged coffee at the Farmers Market in downtown Bloomington and in Champaign, which both started their seasons in May. Dream Cabin will be at the Bloomington Market about 6 Saturdays this summer, with their next date set for June 7th. In Champaign, they will make an appearance at the Tuesday afternoon market in June, September, and October. Local delivery is also available for Fairbury residents. In the next couple weeks, Dream Cabin plans to open its mobile trailer, which will be used at the farmers market and eventually serve people in other areas. I think it comes back to drawing people together. I think there's that meeting place for everybody to go that is needed. I know there's restaurants in town, but it's just a different atmosphere where they can just sit here for a couple of hours. Don't feel like they need to rush out of here. They can enjoy coffee and visit together, Adrian Bachman said. He said there was always more room to grow, and the family would love to open more locations in the future. If you go again, this business is called Dream Cabin Coffee, located at 130 East Locust Street in Fairbury. Their hours are 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, and they're closed on Sunday. You can reach them by telephone at 815-692-1020 or visit their website, dreamcabincoffee.com. Today's Flick Fact question: if you would line up, kernel to kernel, all the corn McLean County produces in just 1 year, how many times around the world would you go? And today's answer is, amazingly, McLean County corn, kernel by kernel, could wrap the planet 1,200 times. That's according to the Illinois Corn Growers Association. Incredibly, county farmers harvest about 71 million bushels of corn here per autumn. And from the back pages of the Pantograph, how time flies locally. 100 years ago, May 28, 1925. The number utilizing Highland Park, Bloomington's municipal golf course, is growing larger each day. There are those who prefer to play in the morning when the dew is on the course. Others, students and those not employed in the later morning, play then. Businessmen are at the park in the afternoon. Later in the evening come those who are detained longer at their work. 75 years ago, May 28, 1950. The annual show, presented Friday evening, May 26th, in Kappan Auditorium by Orchesis, a modern dance group at Illinois State Normal University, may not at all times have been understood by the audience, but it was generally enjoyed nonetheless. The outstanding hit of the long show, in which about 50 students participated, was a modern group dance called On a Primitive Rhythmic Theme. 50 years ago, on May 28, 1975, Illinois political leaders have served the official death notice on the proposed Oakley Dam, the controversial $110 million project on the Sangamon River northeast of Decatur. At a meeting in Springfield, attended by U.S. Senators Charles Percy and Adlai Stevenson, Governor Daniel Walker, and U.S. Representative Edward Madigan, it was announced that state, federal, and local authorities would cooperate in an impoundment over nearby Friends Creek as an alternative. And 25 years ago today, May 28th, 2000, the Community Healthcare Clinic, a free clinic for the uninsured, continues to see growth in the number of patients visiting the Normal facility, donated more than 6 years ago by Broman Healthcare. In 1999, the clinic at 902 Franklin Avenue, Normal, had 5,040 patient visits, which was up 24% from the prior year. Pontiac Township High School's 131st graduation ceremony was held at 2:30 on Sunday, May 18th in the school gymnasium. For a list of all the graduates, visit pantograph.com. Prairie Central High School graduation was held at 7 p.m. on Friday, May 23rd at the school. Their graduates can also be viewed if you visit pantograph.com. The Streeter Township High School graduation was held at 2 p.m. on Sunday, May 18th in the Pops Dale Gymnasium. The Hartsburg-Emden High School graduation was held on Saturday, May 10th in the school gym. The Paxton-Buckley-Loda High School graduation was also held at 7 p.m. on Friday, May 23rd in the school gymnasium. Again, the lists of all the graduates are available at pantograph.com. Zoo to host sensory-sensitive tours. The Miller Park Zoo is introducing sensory-sensitive tours to encourage those with sensitivities to visit the zoo at a quieter time. The educational tours will be held on the first and third Thursdays of June. Each tour will last an hour and feature two animals. Miller Park Zoo staff members, trained by Culture City, a nonprofit organization focused on sensory accessibility, will lead the tours. The tours are scheduled for 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. on June 5th and 5 to 6 p.m. on June 19th at the zoo located at 1020 South Morris Avenue in Bloomington. Both sessions will feature the same animals. The sensory-sensitive tours are open to all ages for $5 per attendee, payable at the time of the tour. Members of the Miller Park Zoological Society can participate for free. Registration is required as spots are limited. To register, email Sylvia Hsu, the zoo's events and volunteer coordinator, at sschuh@citybloom.org. For more information about the zoo, you can contact Miller Park Zoo by calling 309-434-2250 or visit millerparkzoo.org. Dog trainer pairs pups with veterans. A Sauk Valley man is volunteering his time to help veterans and first responders who are battling depression. Dylan Blackburn of Dixon owns DK9 Services, a company specializing in obedience training and behavior modification for dogs. For the past several years, he has volunteered his expertise to the Pups for Veterans program, an initiative pairing rescue dogs with veterans and first responders for free. The program is run by 22 Mohawks, a nonprofit organization based in Sharon, Massachusetts, dedicated to preventing suicide among veterans and first responders. 22 Mohawks CEO Stacy Ann said Pups for Veterans has paired 179 companion dogs with veterans and first responders nationwide since its inception in September 2021. "Our whole thing is suicide prevention," Ann said. "Dogs have been proven to help with suicidal ideation and suicide prevention." Each dog placed through the program receives training up to the Canine Good Citizen level, a nationally recognized program through the American Kennel Club. The training focuses on 10 skills and behaviors promoting good pet ownership and dog behavior using everyday scenarios such as walking through a crowd and interacting with other dogs. The training ensures that the dogs are well behaved and capable of adapting to the daily lives of their new owners. Ann said Blackburn's training expertise has been a big help to the program. "Although Dylan is not a veteran or a first responder, he's a true example of being a part of a mission and giving back," Ann said. "Dylan's given us a lot of his time, volunteering to help set up dog pairings. He's trained numerous dogs in Illinois, and he's driven to other states to get dogs for us. He's a great piece of our program." Blackburn found that he had a natural talent for working with dogs at an early age. He started studying different dog obedience training techniques and attending workshops and seminars before working with other people's dogs. After a while, people suggested that he make it a career, leading to the creation of his DK9 Services program in 2023. Free Summer Concerts. The Castle Theater and Pantograph Media's Saturdays on the Square, in partnership with the City of Bloomington. Come for a night of music, dancing, and fun in the downtown Museum Square. Events begin at 6 p.m., with music starting at 7 p.m. The upcoming shows will be The Pork Tornadoes on May 31st, Maggie Rose with special guest Dan Hubbard on June 7th, Sarah's Place, a Zach Bryan and Noah Kahn tribute on June 21st, and the Docksiders with special guest Jazzardous Waste on June 28th. Bring your lawn chairs or blankets. There will be alcohol available to anyone over 21 with a valid ID, as well as food trucks. Bloomington's five-day forecast. It will be breezy today with periods of rain. You can expect 2 to 4 hours of sunshine and a 90% chance of precipitation. The high temperature will be 68 degrees. It will be partly cloudy tonight, with average relative humidity of 85% and a low temperature of 53 degrees. Tomorrow, Thursday, there are chances of passing showers or two, and it will be breezy in the morning. Temperatures between 70 and 54 degrees. Friday, windy with showers possible. Temperatures between 74 and 57 degrees. Saturday, you can expect a beautiful sunshiny day with temperatures between 78 and 51 degrees. And that weather continues into Sunday, another beautiful day with sunshine and temperatures between 78 and 56 degrees. As far as today's pollen counts, grass, trees, and mold are low. However, weed pollen is moderate. Sarah Attic, family life educator for the University of Illinois Extensions of Livingston, McLean, and Woodford County, offers her Healthy Families article, The Importance of Social Wellness. When was the last time that you thought about your social wellness? Social wellness is focused on establishing and maintaining supportive networks and feeling engaged with your community. Having a sense of connection and belonging is an important aspect of being human. Social wellness involves maintaining healthy relationships with people we care for and trust, such as our family and friends. It also involves letting others care about you. To be honest, this part of the relationship equation can be difficult for some people. I don't like to ask for help, and neither do many of my friends. Knowing this, we have come up with a way to subtly, or not so subtly, remind each other to accept help. Knowing that helping others is beneficial for the helper, we now remind each other that by not allowing others to help, we are blocking their joy. Now we jokingly clap back with a quick, "Don't block my joy," in order to remind each other to accept help and actions of love. Feeling part of the larger community is also an important component to our social wellness. This can be contributing to your community through joining a club or organization, serving as a volunteer, or keeping in touch with a neighbor. Did you know that loneliness is harmful to your health? According to former Surgeon General Dr. Vivek H. Murphy in his 2003 report, our epidemic of loneliness and isolation. Loneliness is far more than just a bad feeling. It harms both individual and societal health. It is associated with a greater risk of cardiovascular disease, dementia, stroke, depression, and anxiety, as well as premature death. The mortality impact of being socially disconnected is similar to that caused by smoking up to 15 cigarettes a day, and even greater than that is associated with obesity and physical inactivity. So what does this mean for us? Our social wellness is vital and tied to our physical and emotional health. Ways to practice social wellness: be a joiner. According to the National Institutes of Health, joining a group or being an active member of your community helps improve social well-being and reduces feelings of loneliness. Not sure where to start? Think about a cause that you care about or an activity that you like to do, and see what types of groups are offered in your area. If you like reading, consider being part of a book club through the library. Love the outdoors? There are area gardening clubs. Maybe consider becoming a master gardener or master naturalist through the Illinois Extension. Check out your local community, college, and continuing education offerings to learn something new and meet other people. I've always wanted to learn to play the ukulele, so this spring I'm giving it a shot and experiencing the camaraderie of a group ukulele class. It's awesome. I enjoy the challenge of the instrument and have a blast meeting others who are trying out this new adventure. Make plans to connect with someone. Visit a friend or relative in a nursing home. Grab coffee with a friend or call someone to catch up. Volunteer in your community. Becoming a volunteer with a group focused on something that you care about is a great way to meet and interact with new people. And if you're interested in contacting Sarah Adig, the family life educator, you can reach her by phone at 815-842-1776. Making of murals. Artist Delia Kerr Denhart outlined elements of a circus theme mural yesterday on the sidewalk near the McLean County Museum of History. This section will be part of a 15-location sidewalk mural that spans from the Bloomington Public Library to the McLean County Museum of History. The work is being completed by Kerr Denhart with the help of Victoria Lever and Malia Bermejo, both interns at the History Museum. The pieces are being drawn in chalk before they're filled in with tempera paints. The murals are part of a project by Bloomington revivalist Strong Towns Blono to promote pedestrian safety. The Pantograph has a commitment to accuracy, and they'd like you to let them know about any issues regarding accuracy and fairness. You can contact them by calling 309-820-3242 or email ojacobs@pantograph.com. You can see any past corrections that have been made by visiting pantograph.com/corrections. When you see any local breaking news happen, you can contact the Pantograph newsroom to make your report. Also, they're happy to hear of any story ideas, announcements, or suggestions you may have. You can contact the newsroom by calling 309-829-9000 or email newsroom@pantograph.com. We'll take a short break now and then I'll return with the second half of the Pantograph for Wednesday, May 28th, 2025. Please stay tuned.